a certain bodhisattva in this chapter asks the Buddha about Vaisajaraja, about the king of healing. And the Buddha tells his story. He tells it at some length. I'm only going to give you just a few details of it. The Buddha says that in the remote past, ages and ages ago, Vaisajaraja was the disciple of a Buddha called Radiance of the Sun and the Moon. And this Buddha, this ancient Buddha, Radiance of the Sun and the Moon, preached the White Lotus Sutra. And Vaisajaraja heard at that time this preaching, and he was greatly delighted by it. He was overwhelmed with joy, ecstatic. And he wanted to express his gratitude to that Buddha, Radiance of the Sun and the Moon, in an extraordinary and unprecedented manner. So he thought, well, everybody offers flowers, everybody offers incense, flags, decorations, money. What can I offer that is most precious, which is most dear, to which I'm most attached? And then he had a sort of flash of inspiration, and he thought, I'll sacrifice my own body. Because that's what is most precious, most dear. I'll sacrifice that. So he prepared himself. He didn't do it suddenly and impulsively. He drank lots and lots of scented oil until he became, as it were, perfumed. His whole body was exhaling, exuding fragrance. And he soaked his clothes, soaked his robes also in oil. And then he just set fire to himself by spontaneous combustion. And we're told he burned for 12,000 years, burned like a lamp in honor of that Buddha, and died. And shortly afterwards was reborn and grew up. And that Buddha, in whose honor he'd burned himself, out of gratitude towards whom he'd burned himself, the Buddha of the radiance of the sun and the moon, he was still alive, still preaching. So again, he became his disciple. Not only that, he became his chief disciple. Not only that, after the parinirvana of that Buddha, he superintended his cremation. He attended to all the ceremonies, and he erected, we're told, for his relics, 84,000 stupas. But he still thought he hadn't done enough. Most people, having erected 84,000 stupas, would think, well, that was quite enough, even for a Buddha. But this particular bodhisattva still wasn't satisfied. He wanted to do something more. So this time, we're told, he burned his two arms. And they burned for 72,000 years. And that was the bodhisattva, the Buddha says, who is now Vaisajaraja. And the Buddha, according to this chapter, which not everybody would accept as really canonical, according to this chapter, the Buddha says that if one worships a stupa by burning a finger or a hand or even a toe, that is very meritorious, even more meritorious than offering all one's possessions. Now, this may seem a rather shocking sort of note to strike, this burning of a finger or burning of the hand or even burning a toe. It doesn't, in some ways, one might think, sound very Buddhistic. It seems as though we're rather straying from the middle path, because the Buddha said, or is supposed to have said, in his very first, what some people describe as his first sermon, dreadful word which must have put a lot of people off it, the Buddha said in that first discourse, avoid extremes. Don't inflict suffering on yourself. Don't practice self-mortification. Don't also practice self-indulgence. Follow a middle path. So in this chapter, it seems, if we take it at its face value, that the Buddha himself has strayed away, at least in precept, from the middle way. But as I've said already, this chapter is not, strictly speaking, part of the drama of cosmic enlightenment and does perhaps represent, or probably represents, an incorporation of later material.